Good morning and welcome to the Chapel Hour. Have you ever wondered sometime in the midst of difficulties and heartaches if the Lord had just left you? You prayed and everything seemed to be so silent. Heavens turned to brass, the earth turned to iron, and you really began to wonder if God was hearing what you were saying. Well, this morning I want to talk about when the storms of life come. And in the 14th chapter of Matthew, beginning in the 22nd verse, is the account of Jesus coming to the disciples in the middle of a storm and his calling Peter to walk on the water and the things that happen thereafter. So let me begin, if you will, in verse 25. And in the fourth watch of the night, which was sometime between 3 and 6 o'clock in the morning, in the fourth watch of the night, Jesus went unto them walking on the sea. And when the disciples saw him walking on the sea, they were troubled, saying, "It is a spirit," and they cried out for fear. But straightway Jesus said unto them, "Be of good cheer, it is I, be not afraid." And Peter answering him said, "Lord, if that's you, bid me to come to you walking on the water." And he said, "Come." And when Peter was come down out of the ship, he walked on the water to go to Jesus. But when he saw the winds boisterous, he was afraid, and beginning to sink, he cried out, "Lord, save me." And immediately Jesus stretched forth his hand and caught him and said unto him, "O thou of little faith, wherefore didst thou doubt?" Now, life is not easy. It never has been. It never will be. It's easier for some people than for others. It's easier at some time in our life than it is at other times. But when you and I think about life and the troubles and the heartaches and the burdens that come to all of us, the important thing is not how do we avoid trouble. The important thing is not how do we avoid heartaches and pains and trials, but rather that you and I learn how to respond to them from God's point of view. When you and I learn how to respond to the storms of life, we're going to be able to face anything that comes our way joyfully, and we're going to be in the process of learning something that'll make us profitable to other people. Now, storms come to all of us, some type or the other. Sometime it's a storm that hits you through your family, or it may be in your finances, maybe your vocation, maybe a relationship that you've had with someone else. Maybe doubts and fears begin to creep up on you. Maybe you're in a place of depression today and despondence and despair. Whatever the storm may come, whatever the type, however it may come, the fact is that you and I must learn how to respond to them in a way that they will not defeat us, but rather enrich our life. In this particular passage, when Jesus came to the disciples that night walking on the water, I believe there are several things here that you and I need to remember. And if you will place these in your mind and let them get etched into your mind, the next time the storm hits you, you'll know how to respond. And you'll be able to do what our Lord wants us to do, and that is not to complain and moan and groan about all the difficulties of life, but rather to be able rejoicingly to thank Him, to praise Him. Now, I know that if you're not a Christian, it sounds very strange to you to be thanking God for difficulty. Or it may be that you are a Christian, but you've not matured that far in your life to be able to say, "Yes, I do believe what the Bible says in Romans 8:28, that all things work together." So I want to show you this morning how to respond to all types of difficulties, whatever the nature of them may be. And in this particular passage, there are four things. If you'll get these in your mind, and it may be, you want to get a pencil and piece of paper right quick and write down, just jot down these four things or anything else that you may hear that may apply to you personally and that will help you. And the first thing I want us to notice is this, that when storms begin to move into our life, one thing we need to remember, oftentimes we forget the past experiences that we've had. And this is exactly what happened right here. The Bible says that Jesus had just fed 5,000 people and that his disciples had been with him. He had said to them, "I'm going up in the mountain to pray, and you get in the boat and go across the sea, and I'll meet you there later." Well, they had just witnessed the feeding of 5,000 people with 5 loaves and 2 fishes. They had seen him raise a girl from the dead. They had watched him heal a blind man's eyes. They had heard him and had seen him perform all kinds of miracles. And in spite of that, when the storm hit them that night, and it was a bad storm, the scripture says that the waves were so boisterous That is, they were so large that they thought the ship was about to sink. The night was as black as it could be. The stars were all gone. And the storm was there, and they just knew they were going to sink. Isn't it strange how you and I, when difficulty and heartache comes to our life, how quickly we forget. We forget those past experiences, the storms we've had in the past, the difficulties, the heartaches, the trials, the sorrows, the tears, when we thought that everything was lost and there was no way out. Isn't it strange when the Lord comes into our life, takes us by the hand, brings us through these valleys, that then the next time a storm comes, we forget. Somehow we just forget what our Lord has done for us in the past. And the one thing I want you to get into your heart is this, that when the storms of life come, remember those past experiences that you've had before that our Lord brought you through. Now, I know what you may be thinking at this very moment. You say, but you see, the storm that is battering my life today, the storm that is boiling up within me, the storm that seems to be crushing me at this very moment, the storm that seems to be breaking in upon all sides of my life, and there seems to be no way out of no hope. I have had storms before, but I have never had one like this. And I want you to remember something very important. It isn't important that the storm you're in today is like the storms you've had in the past. The important thing you want to remember is this, that the Lord who brought you through the storms in the past is the same as he was in the days past. You remember that scripture that says, Jesus Christ the same yesterday, today, and forever? I've been where you are. I've been in those storms, and I too have said, Lord, but this one's not like all the rest of them. And it's like he whispered to me very gently, but I'm the same. And you know, when I began to realize that Jesus Christ is always the same, that he could deal with storms back there, he can deal with storms here, and he'll deal with them in the future. And not only that, the storm that you and I may be in at this very moment, someone, in fact, many people, in fact, down through the ages, thousands and thousands of people have been in storms just as difficult as yours, just as fierce as those that are beating against you right now, and the Lord has brought them through. So it isn't that the storm that you're facing today has to be exactly like what you've been through before. Somebody has been through that, but not only that, Jesus Christ, who kept you then, is the same Christ who will keep you now. And you know what? Years from now, when you go through storms even more difficult than this, they won't be trying to the Lord. There'll be no more stress on him then than it is now. No more stress now than there was in the past. You may be thinking, but the storms in my life seem to be increasing in intensity. They seem to be more fierce today than ever before. They seem to be encompassing more of my life. But remember this, that the Lord who brought you through that storm is the same Lord who will bring you through this storm. And remember that all the storms are within his hand. Nothing is dripping over beyond him. So that doesn't really make any difference, the nature of the storm, how intense, how fierce, how it may beating and battering at your life today as never before. That's not really the issue. The issue is the same Christ is with you right now. He's just as sufficient for this storm as he has been in the past. The second thing I want you to notice about this passage is this. Not only are we prone to forget the past experiences he's brought us through, but Jesus knows about your storm. Now, is it not true that one of the most comforting things you can do when difficulty comes into your life is to pick up the telephone or to go see a friend and sit down and just open your heart and bare your heart? There's something therapeutic, there's something healing about just knowing that someone else knows what you're going through. Well, the scripture says that Jesus was up in the mountain praying. The storm had come upon his disciples, the ship was about to break, and they were scared to death. Well, in the night, they couldn't see the Lord. He was up in the mountain. That's where they left him. But you see, what they didn't understand was that through the darkness and across that sea, though the storms broke and the lightning flashed and the waves were breaking into the boat, all they could see was blackness except the flashing of the lightning. What they didn't understand was this, that the Lord Jesus Christ, who was up on the mountain praying, talking to his Father, could see right through the darkness and knew exactly what they were going through. Now, you know, we forget that sometime. We think because we can't see Him, He can't see us. We think sometimes because we don't feel Him, He doesn't feel us. We think sometimes because we are not aware of His presence and we're not conscious, we don't find any evidence of God being around us. That doesn't mean He's not there. He saw right through the darkness of the night, right through the storms, over those waves. He could see exactly what was happening. And you see, here's the thing about the omniscience of God. Not only does He see us, but He sees all the circumstances surrounding us. He saw that little boat out on that sea. He saw the storm. He saw those men whom He loved dearly. And the Bible says He came to them walking on the water. I don't know what the storm is that must be covering you today, but I'm sure there are many of you who are hurting on the inside. You feel the pain. You look at your circumstances, you want to give up and quit. And you're saying, my God, if you see me, why don't you help me? Now listen, before the Lord ever begins to reach down to help you, He sees you. You see, He's omniscient. There isn't anything He doesn't know, and the reason that's true is because everything is right at His fingertips. Everything is within the omniscience of the Lord. He knows all the circumstances, and the beautiful thing about it is this. He knows things about your circumstances you don't even know. In fact, He knows every detail. Isn't it beautiful and comforting that He said, the hairs upon our head are numbered, that He sees even the sparrow that falls, and that the loving Father who created you and me to love Him and to glorify Him, if He knows all about the sparrows that have no soul and no spirit, birds flying in the air, He didn't say robins or blue jays, He didn't say starlings, He said sparrows, the little bird that you and I probably think the least about because they're so plentiful. He says not a one of them falls, lest He knows all about it. To know that He's interested, to know that He knows all the details of the things that are crashing in upon your life. Maybe it's a separation between you and your husband. Maybe it's a divorce. Maybe your employer has said, after next week, we won't need you anymore. Maybe your professor said, you're not going to graduate this year. Maybe someone has said to you something that has broken your heart, shattered your dreams for the future. Maybe someone has said to you, I don't think we can be married. I don't know what the storm is that's surrounding and stirring your life today, but this I do know, that our dear Lord, who knows all about you, knows all about your storm. You know when Daniel was thrown in the lion's den? The Bible says that Nebuchadnezzar, of course, the king, he knew that Daniel was there. And Daniel knew that King Nebuchadnezzar knew he was there. But you know the most important thing was not that the king knew, not that Daniel knew, but that Daniel knew God knew he was there. And that's why he could go to sleep and sleep all night long peacefully on the mane of those lions. He wasn't afraid because Daniel knew that the Father knew where he was. And sometimes we have a problem with that. We think, Lord, what do we do at this particular point in our life? How are we to respond to these difficulties and these heartaches? There's something about knowing that He knows. And if He knows what's happening in our life, when you and I pray to Him, we don't have to give Him information. We just open our heart. So remember, don't forget the past times the Lord's delivered you when the storm comes. Secondly, remember this, that our Lord knows perfectly what you're going through. And then the third very comforting truth in this passage is this, that when the storms come into your life, Jesus will meet you in the middle of that storm. Now this is so beautiful because here they are frightened to death, not knowing what in the world is going to happen. And the Bible says that in the middle of that darkness, all of a sudden they see this light. Then they look and they say, that's a spirit. What is that? And then they recognize it is the Lord Jesus walking on the water. He comes, He calls Peter, He quietens the storm. The Bible says they get a whole new glimpse of Him they had never had before, even though they had walked with Him. Now, what Jesus Christ did for those disciples, He does for you and me. Anytime we're in a storm, He's going to meet us. Now watch this. He's going to meet you in the center of that storm. Not on the periphery, not on the edge, not where we'd like for Him to meet us. Where we want Him to meet us, we want Him to stand between us and the coming storm. But isn't it interesting that he doesn't do that? He comes to us in the midst of the storm. Now, it matters not what the nature of that storm may be. He's going to be there. It doesn't make any difference when it hits you in your life. He is never late. We're the ones who think he's late. We say, Lord, why didn't you come earlier? Isn't that what Mary and Martha said when Lazarus died? If you'd come earlier, but you see, Jesus came to them in the midst of the storm. Lazarus was dead. That was the heart of the storm. Everything was breaking up. They'd sealed him in a tomb. And you see, that's what he does for us. He comes to you and me in the midst of the storm. It matters not the nature of it. It matters not when. And one of the most beautiful things is it doesn't make any difference where. You see, wherever you may be geographically, you may be 1,000 miles away from home. You may be in a motel room or a hotel room today, quiet, all by yourself alone. Or it may be that you've moved out and moved away, and you wish today you could be back among people who love you. I don't know where you are, but I'll tell you somebody who does. Jesus Christ knows where you are. And he's willing to come to you right now in the midst of the storm that's battering and breaking and flooding in upon your life, almost to the point of what you and I would say would be beyond our ability to comprehend. One of the most beautiful things about our Lord is he comes to us in unexpected ways. Now, they didn't expect to see the Lord walking on the water, and an Egyptian emblem of an impossible thing is a pair of feet walking on water. They had seen him feed 5,000. They'd watched them raise the dead. They had seen him give sight to blind men. Men's ears could hear for the first time. Their lips could speak. Their lame legs became strong. They saw all of that. But this was something different. They were out on the sea and the water was deep. Where was the Lord? He always comes to us in the midst of the storm. When he came to them that night, they were frightened even at his sight because, you see, they didn't expect him. Now listen carefully. The Lord Jesus Christ, whoever you are, wherever you are, whatever your storm, he's coming to you in the midst of that storm, and more than likely he's going to come in a way that you're not going to expect him. That's why you and I need to be very sensitive, looking for him, anticipating him, knowing that he's coming. The way he comes, that's his choice. The fact that he's coming, that is our confidence and our assurance. Always there. Always meet us, even as he did them. And if you'll notice, when he comes, he always comes with two things, a word of comfort and a word of command. He said to them, "Be not afraid, it is I." And is that not true of our Lord, that when he comes to us in the midst of a storm, he always says to us, "Don't be afraid"? You see, we do fear. We do become afraid. We are frightened at circumstances and difficulties when we cannot see our way clear. The first thing he said to them was, "Don't be afraid." And the second thing, he issued a command. This is true when you and I hit the storms of life. He always comes with a word of comfort, "Be not afraid." But secondly, he always issues a command. Now, what was the command here? The command here that he issued was this. He said, "Peter," in response to Peter's call to him, he said, "Peter, come forth." And Peter came walking on the water. Listen carefully. In the middle of a storm, when Jesus Christ comes to your life, he's going to comfort you, but he is also going to issue a word of command. He's going to require something of you. It may be confession. It may be something that somebody you're to settle up with. I don't know what it is, but I do know this. Now watch this. The storm is often prolonged because you and I will heed his comfort, "Be not afraid," but we will not heed his command, something he wants us to do. I don't know the quality of your spiritual life at this particular point, where you are in your relationship to Christ, but this I do know, that in the middle of the storm, Jesus is going to meet you. He's going to comfort you, but he's going to ask you to do something. He's going to require of you something, and when you obey him, he's going to teach you something in the middle of that storm, because you see, one of the reasons he allows the storm is to teach us something about himself. And then the fourth thing I want to note you to notice here is this. When the storms come in your life, focus your eye upon him and keep your eye on the Lord. Remember what happened to Peter here? He stepped out of that boat onto the sea, walking to Christ, had his eye fixed on him. The Bible says he saw how boisterous the storm was in the waves. And what happened? When he began to look around him, he began to sink. Now you may ask, why would the Lord let Peter sink? He came out there to save him. Why would he let him sink? Well, let me ask you this. Do you know how low the Lord will let you sink in a storm? There is a principle here you need to get a hold of. Do you know how low he will let you sink into the storm? He always lets us sink to the point we absolutely and totally begin to trust him. You know, one of the purposes of storms is to teach us who he is. One of the purposes of storms, teach us how to trust him. Teach us how to depend upon him. You see, when they got back in the boat, what did they say of the Lord? My Lord and my God. Oh, Lord God. And isn't that true that we just sort of drift through life and everything is going our way and we love the Lord to some degree, but then when the storms come into our life and the bottom drops out and we're out there on the water and we look around us and there is no place to run, no place to hide, absolutely no escape, what happens? We begin to cry out in desperation. Now listen, you may be saying this morning, I'm already up to my neck, and I'm sure I'm going to sink. I'm going to drown. Maybe the Lord is standing right before you, but you can't see him for looking at the storm. Do you know how he comes to us? In unexpected ways, oftentimes through someone else. He came to the man who had been smitten and robbed of the thieves, lying along the road. The Bible says the Good Samaritan came along, bound up his wounds, put him in a motel for the night. Jesus came to him through a stranger. And sometimes that's the way he comes to us. Through a friend, through a stranger. Maybe through someone with a message from God to comfort us and to assure us. He knows all about your storm. He knows how you got in the middle of it. And there he is. He always comes in the midst of that storm, always comes with a word of comfort, with a word of command. Wherever you are, whatever your circumstance, he's there to lift you up. But open your eyes, open your heart, and be sure that when he comes, you recognize that the person he comes through or the circumstance, that God is coming to help you, to strengthen you, to encourage you, to comfort you, and to bring you through that storm. You see, Jesus said, I am your friend. And my friend, you'll never find a friend like him. When you meet the Lord Jesus Christ in the storm, what you're really meeting is peace. For into whatever storm he comes, he always brings his perfect peace. And that's my prayer for you this morning.